You're listening to The Takeover on Life FM, and we are joined by Kelly Kiesel back for Wellness Wednesdays, the first one for the year. Kelly, welcome to The Takeover.
Thank you.
Tonight, Kelly, I want to ask you a few questions because we've only really just met you, well, tonight, so I need to properly get a bit of an introduction.
The Takeover have a lot of guests, but how well do you actually know them?
Kelly, I've got a few questions. So the first one is coffee or tea?
Oh, coffee?
Coffee, yeah. Okay, no, there's no right or wrong, so don't stress. Coffee would be my answer too, don't worry. So that's good, that's good. Crows or Port? Which one is your football team?
Don't care.
Okay. Oh, is that
not the right? Now that is the wrong answer.
No, that's okay. That's all right. Hey, I've only had Crows so far when I've been playing this, and I've been a little disappointed with that. So, you know what? On the fence is good.
Sorry, yeah.
And the last question is summer or winter? Which one do you prefer?
Summer, 100%.
Love the sun, love the beach.
Love it, and love it. More the fact that I can't stand the cold.
Ah.
Probably hate winter more than love summer.
Okay, fair enough, fair enough. Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Very cool to have you here because you are a wealth of knowledge. As I mentioned earlier, you've got heaps of credentials, but I will go through them. Bachelor of Health Science in Nutrition and Dietetic Medicine, Advanced Diploma of Naturopathy, and Advanced Diploma of Western Herbal Medicine. So you certainly know what you're talking about, which is very good. And tonight we are looking at post-viral syndrome. So having COVID or glandular fever or something that is a viral condition and then finding that some of those symptoms that linger around, like tiredness and fatigue and brain fog, how to best, get through those symptoms. And you've got some pretty good tips.
Yeah, well, I mean, if people find that they are having those ongoing symptoms after the infection's resolved, it can be really distressing, but there are a few things that you can do.
And yep.
So I tend to take like a layered approach. So the first thing that people need to do is rest.
Yep.
And I know that sounds very obvious and ridiculous to say, but we need to get better at resting.
We're not great at resting, are we?
We're not so good at resting. We're used to living very busy lives,
yeah,
and it can be really hard when all of a sudden you find yourself chronically fatigued and with all these symptoms and find it really difficult to do the things you used to do. So I suggest that people take a really strategic and intentional approach to rest. So really making sure that they structure their days and their weeks around the activities that they need to do,
mm-hmm,
so that there's rest in between all,
yep,
the different things they need to do. And understanding their own limits with that as well, because everyone will be a little bit different in terms of their severity.
So not always saying yes to people who,
exactly,
want you to help or want to catch up or whatever it is, you can say no and not feel bad about it.
You can say no, that's right. And you can even try and explain if you want to that you have to stagger your activities and to make sure that you don't have what we call a crash or, you know, when all your symptoms are exacerbated,
yep,
because that's not a nice place to be. And then the second thing I would say is to really just start with the basics when it comes to nutrition and lifestyle. So make sure you're drinking enough water. Make sure you're getting enough sleep. Make sure that you're eating lots of different coloured fruits and vegetables and getting lots of good nutrition in. Avoiding processed foods, avoiding alcohol, avoiding sugar. Those things that we all know we should be doing but,
yeah,
find it hard to, really pay attention to those little
okay
things because they, yeah, can make a big difference.
I've got a question that I don't know if I want to ask, but I'm going to anyway. Coffee when you're fatigued or caffeine, is,
yeah,
that okay or does it actually make things worse?
It can make things worse for sure. So often the time that we want coffee the most is the worst time to drink it because it really can... Sorry.
That's okay.
See it's your fun face drop,
yeah,
then.
Oh, yeah.
No, but, you know, it can upset our blood sugar, which can make us feel more fatigued.
Okay.
And it can also increases the cortisol in our blood. And so that ongoingly can actually make us feel worse.
Okay.
So it is something to be mindful of.
Mm.
And maybe just, you know, pick and choose when you have your coffee or maybe replace it with some herbal teas. Do something like that.
Or,
yeah,
even just drinking more water tends to help when you're feeling tired.
Drink more water, exactly.
Mm.
Yeah.
Or have a nap.
Yeah, I'll take a nap. Yeah, that's right.
Some really good advice there, Kelly. And I suppose if anyone is experiencing these ongoing symptoms after COVID or glandular fever or any viral condition, the best place to start is with these tips, but you can also seek a professional such as yourself for more support. And I know that in your clinic you've seen a lot of great results with some of these things, to the point where people are not necessarily cured, but they're getting very close to what they were like in terms of their health and energy before they had the viral infection.
Yeah, absolutely. So with the right support and with the right healthcare team, you can really get people's quality of life up and help them manage their symptoms. They get to know their body better. And it's a really rewarding and fantastic thing to see in clinic when people feel like, I'm going to feel like this forever. And they have some improvement in their symptoms.
Their quality of life is improved, which is such a huge thing.
Yeah.
Kelly, thank you so much for joining us tonight for the first Wellness Wednesdays of 2023. I'm very excited to learn more about health and nutrition and all the different things this year as we continue on. And I'm sure we will learn plenty more in the next fortnight when you join us again.
Thank you. I look forward to it. Okay.